We must understand and end the human rights disaster that is occurring in occupied Palestine, and one way we can do that is by listening to voices that we would never hear otherwise. To hear Palestinian voices that go unheard in the corporate and state media, tune into this radio station every week. This is Kristen S. reporting from occupied Palestine. This week in occupied Palestine, the Israeli occupation forces continue their illegal practice of targeted assassinations, home demolitions, and strict closure of Palestinian roads, cities, and lives. They also continue to expand settlements and build the apartheid wall. In a demonstration against the apartheid wall in Budros village north of Ramallah, Israeli soldiers injured 90 people yesterday. Throughout the West Bank, many communities are resisting the construction of the wall, such as a community near Bethlehem. The village name is Al-Walaja, and today we have a resident from that village who's going to talk about the situation there. Welcome to the show, and why don't you introduce yourself and give us an idea of what's happening in the village.
Hi, for anybody listening to us now. I'm Wael Araj from Walaja village, near to Bethlehem. It's about 1 kilo from south Jerusalem. Yeah, it's where we live now. It's not really a village that belongs to us. The village get occupied from 1948. And the area where we are live now, it's a small area that which is still for us until now. So the thing that what's happening now, the Israel is trying to get some of the people from this area to refuge them again. This area, the Jerusalem Monopoly City said that it belongs to it in decision on 16th of August 1967, but they said also that there's nobody there. They lived at that time, and we have their people lived before, and we have also houses which built from 1936 there, and also we can prove that the people now fighting to still in their homes and to keep their land there. Also, the other side of this area it's under the Ministry of Interior of Israel. So we have other some problems for demolishing houses there. Also, the checkpoint which they put it in front of the village, which it does not give us to get to Bethlehem all the time by normal way. Sometimes we have to go by rig. So this is a big problem for who have the patient at home to get him to the hospital, or for all of the normal things of life. Also, for the education, the same thing, that just we have an elementary school belong to the UNRWA, and when the students finish this school, they have to go to Bethlehem, and they have the same problem to get to their school at morning by the bus driving. So now we have a solution that we get two buses, one outside and one inside the village, which take the students and the people to the point that two buses meet and get to the other bus to get the Tahem, to the best Tahem, to cut the time, because if we want to stand on the checkpoint, sometimes we have to spend more than 1 hour and sometimes more and more. And this is for a general idea about my village. And what I want that who listen to me now and just to take this picture to other persons to know what happened really inside Palestine. For example, this village, it's an example for the people which suffering here.
When I'm standing in the middle of Walaja, I can see surrounding us settlements, illegal, really, settlements, as all Israeli settlements are illegal under international law. And even George Bush, the current president of the United States, has called on the Israelis to stop building the settlements. We don't take this request seriously because, of course, we know that the U.S. is fully supporting the Israelis. But at the same time, it's important to note that there is no one in the international community that is supporting the Israelis and their settlement construction, but they still keep doing it. It seems as if nothing can stop the Israelis from building more settlements, and we're watching them take your village and the whole area slowly over time, starting in 1948 and doing more in 67, and now cutting the village in half, saying that if you live on this side of this random line that they've painted on the road, you have to have a certain kind of ID. If you live inside the line, you have to have a different kind of ID, and suddenly it becomes illegal to go from one side to the next. At the same time, the settlement's coming down the hill. They're picking certain parts of the land and homes to demolish. They're taking away every bit of livelihood that the people have. And, of course, they're trying to build part of the apartheid wall in the area. So as we watch all of that happening, and we watch the people trying to resist this, what do you see as the chances of stopping the Israelis? Is it a matter of just doing anything you can to try to stop them, but they'll still do it anyway, or do you have hope? And maybe you could mention what happened today in the court as well with the ruling on the wall.
The first settlement which built on my village, which name Aminadav, and also around us full of settlements. And we know by Jewish newspaper, which is named Arts, before 2 months, that they will build on our new Walaja, our area, a new settlement, a big one, which name it will Givat Yael, which it have to have 12,500 houses, and it take 55,000 settlers. So this has happened around all of these years. And sometimes Israel's government said we stopped to build the settlement. But this is for the media, just for the media. On the ground, something else happened. They still take lands to build, to make the settlement bigger and bigger. For my opinion, a hope for us in this village that we have our land papers, we have everything by details, and fight by the court now. But there is one problem, or I think it's a big one, that when we was in the court with the Jerusalem Monopolicity, the Monopolicity finds that if she still in front of us in the court, it will lose. Yes, so it take a decision to take this problem to the Council of Interior. Yeah, so this is made other decision. This side of the Israel's government could do anything without under law. It can make anything under the security things for Israel. And also, in this point, I want to say other thing. I'm a worker also. I was a worker, and sometimes I'm working also inside Israel. And I find that there's many, many big areas of mountains. It's empty. There's nothing in it. And they still surround us and want to steal the small pieces of land that we have. If they want to build, why they don't build inside these places, inside the occupied 1948? This is what's happening, really. And also, each person can visit us in the village and see everything on the ground. And when Christine was in the Walaja before three days ago, yeah, I show her that they begin to build an iron wall in front of the village. Yeah. We stopped this iron wall now for a period of time until the court take a decision for that by the lawyer. And they stop it today. They don't work today. But until when, I don't know. This is up to how much we can stand and fight during the court.
There's other areas that were slated to be destroyed because of the wall that one case is in court, but then the Israelis still went ahead with it. And also we have the ICJ ruling, the International Court of Justice ruling, that said that the wall needed to stop and the parts that had been built needed to be taken down. The Israelis did not honor that ruling, of course. If we take, for example, El Ram, north of Beit Lahem, south of Ramallah, now they won a case in the court against the construction of the wall because you know it's going right down the main street in front of all of the shops, and they demolished everything on the Jerusalem side of the street. They left everything on the what they will consider the West Bank side now, right? So even though they won this case, the residents of El Ram won against the occupation government in their building of this wall. The Israelis are building it anyways. It's up now. And it's, you know, hemming in the residents and destroying their possibilities of their livelihoods and their lives. So what kind of faith can a person have in the Israeli court system when, as you mentioned, what they do is if they feel they're not going to win, such as the Israeli occupied Jerusalem court system right now, or the municipality there, of course the Israelis took the case out of there and put it in another place, right? The Israelis rewrite their laws to suit them. This is their idea of democracy, right? Mm. So if we're relying on an occupation government and an occupation, the occupation forces, to do the right thing and honor a court decision, we could think that they're not going to do it. So is there a way to resist the construction of this wall and the destruction of Walaja besides relying on the Israeli court system, because we see that they're not reliable? We see they're the problem, so of course we can't rely on them to fix it, right? What other ways can people resist? If you take Budros village, now they've been resisting for the last 3 days, right? Yesterday, Israeli soldiers injured 90 people in the demonstration there. And I know that when people in Walaja were demonstrating, there was the Israelis created all sorts of trouble for them. And I saw where they were building outside of the village the other day that not only are there soldiers there, but there are Israelis who are standing there holding guns, right? They're not in uniform. What are the other things that people can do? What are the other options for the residents besides relying on the court system? Are there any?
What I'm thinking, we have to fight by all the ways. So we try the law ways first, but if we don't have the right things or the legal things by the court, so we will stand for them on the place of the wall, on everything under our hand. Yeah, we will not gonna easily from our land. So this is our right, my people right for living in their land. So it's not easier to get us out. Yeah, this is what I can say. Yeah, and the ways for fighting, it's up to the situation which we live.
If it were true that the Israelis needed space for themselves and that they were doing something other than trying to ethnically cleanse the Palestinian population, they could live in inside occupied 1948, where there's plenty of space, where there aren't houses, where no one is living right now. But of course, what they do is they come into a village like Walaja, and they take a house here and a house over there and a little bit of land over there, just these tiny bits and pieces to destroy individual lives, like the house that we saw that was demolished, and there's a tent sitting next to it now. And like you pointed out to me, there's a problem with that house and that house. And any village that I go to, people point out, oh, that house has been given a demolition order, and that house is supposed to only get to stand for two more days, right? These are the ways that the Israelis are trying to destroy them, these little bits and pieces.
From Occupied Palestine, Kristin S. reporting.